Guys, what's going on? Taylor Jones podcast here. Look, today I literally just wanted to hop on here for a few minutes and remind you how much of a freaking opportunity you have as a U.S. citizen with an Amazon seller account. Like, for those of you who haven't been to a third, another country, and when I say another country, I mean, like, pretty much any other country, specifically in South America or Central America, Belize, Colombia, Costa Rica. I'm recalling Colombia specifically. You literally have everyone is an entrepreneur in the sense that they have bundles and baskets of stuff that they carry around. I remember this one woman I met in Guatemala. You know, one of her sales tactics was just showing you how heavy all of the baskets that she carries are. And inside these baskets were all of the different little knickknacks that she was selling, scarves, toys, stickers, whatever, to make a living, you know. And who knows, maybe some days she sold sold a scarf. Some days she probably sold nothing, you know. And I think the most, like, I was just reflecting on this, like, walking tonight, like, holy fuck. Like, not only do I have access to millions of people around the world that want to buy products from me, but I have access to tens of thousands of dollars in credit lines on my American Express card that I can literally borrow money for 60 days with no interest. I can borrow a bank's money to buy inventory and sell it to other people for a profit at scale, and automating almost the entire process, paying virtual assistants to find my leads, paying a prep center to send it to Amazon and receive it from the retail website. Like, holy fuck. Holy fuck. How crazy is life? How crazy is this opportunity? Like, 3 years ago, I was slaving away at Mariner Finance from 9 o'clock in the morning with a 30-minute lunch break that they clocked to the minute, back in my chair at 12:31 for another 5 hours. Sit at your fucking chair. Don't move. Don't even talk unless it's for your job. You know, obviously, small talk was allowed. I'm exaggerating, but you get the point, you know? Like, that was my life for 3 months. Now, today, I get to travel. I'm in fucking Texas. Yesterday, I bought $10,000 of inventory on a credit card. That's going to make me probably $3,000 or $4,000. A week ago, I was in New York. A week before that, I was in Miami. A week before that, I was in Costa Rica. You know, it's like, holy shit, this is the life that I get to live. How awesome is this? How fucking awesome. And you know what? Sometimes, like, we have times like today, right, where Russia is invading Ukraine and there's all this chaos. The inflation's at 8%. It's probably going to go to, like, 10 or 12. We have a pandemic. I guarantee there's going to be another one. I hope I'm wrong about that. All this upheaval, all this chaos, you know, and it's like, I think of more than anything, you know what I feel right now? I just feel this really bittersweet, wow, this is awesome. Like, our ancestors worked their asses off, like slaves, so we could enjoy these moments today. And I'm talking to the person that's at the desk job still. I'm talking to the person that's still working the 9-to-5, that's unemployed, that's working that minimum wage job. You have the opportunity too. You have the opportunity to fix your credit. You have the opportunity to get tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in business credit. You have the opportunity to learn how to resell. You have the opportunity to start a brand, start a social media page, launch a course for fucking $10,000 and get paid in cash same day and go rent a Lambo for the day. That's fucking insane. You know, like, that's awesome. And so I just wanted to hop on here, guys, give you a little bit of perspective. Like, look, I got my shit that I'm going through, right? We all got our stuff. But it's like, damn, dude, let's not forget how awesome it is to be alive in 2022, despite all of the crazy shit, because it could be taken away from us. Like, who what's stopping fucking Mexico and Canada from, obviously, that's probably not very likely, but invading us, or, you know, World War III breaking out, and then the world financial system comes to a collapse and our monetary assets are seized. Like, who knows what the fuck's going to happen? You know, like, anything could happen at this point. I'm not going to deny that, right? So, today I'm just living in this bittersweet, like, wow. I'm really grateful to be alive. And I hope you guys are too. I hope you see that. I hope you take a moment to pause today and really reflect, like, on how awesome it is to be a human being, you know? Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Taylor Jones Podcast. Today, this episode is going to be my reflections on two things, specifically for people that are either A, struggling with some type of adversity or pain, or unhappiness or suffering, okay? Like, something's going on in your life that you're really struggling with. You feel pain, you feel like, why won't this end, okay? That's the first thing. And the second thing I want to talk about, B, I'm also speaking to anyone in this episode who is struggling to change something specific in your life. So maybe you're not quite suffering, but you really want to change one dynamic. Maybe you really want to increase your income, or you really want to find lasting romantic love, or you really want to improve the quality of your friendships. Whatever it is, right? Whatever dynamic you're looking to improve or change. This is specifically for people who already know what it is, okay? So if you're just sort of like wandering and you're not like, you're unhappy, but you don't know why, then I really can't help you in this specific episode. But I'm going to be really speaking to the people that have isolated, okay, look, this is what I want to change. Okay, so first, let's start with the suffering, okay? I think, excuse me, had an almond cut my throat. Okay, so I think, and I'm having these reflections, I'll give you guys some context. I've been back home living with my dad the past 2 months, you know, visiting family, friends, checking in with some old relationships. And one of the things that I've noticed about people that seem to be living the same year on repeat over and over and over again, complaining about the same problems over and over and over again, or excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. If you're suffering, let me start there. I'm jumping to B already. If you're suffering, the solution to, and I'm just going to get right in here, right into it. The solution to your suffering does not lie outside of yourself. The solution to your suffering does not lie outside of yourself. It's always within yourself. Now you might be like, but Taylor, my boss is at work. He's clearly not within me. I hate him. He's an asshole to me every day. He presses me, blah, 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 and all this stuff. Okay, yes. But your boss's existence in your reality is simply a manifestation of an own internal level of tolerance that you have. You know, that's only signaling to you that you need to reestablish what you're going to tolerate in life and your connection to your own self-worth. And maybe he's pushing you, right, to improve your income and leave that job and get a better job, or, you know, I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is this. Most people try to run around fixing the things outside of themselves to make them happy, only to fail to fix the things, or to finally fix the things and still realize that they're struggling with the same issues inside. An example of this would be, you know, I hate my job, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get a new job. You get a better job, higher paying, and you're still unhappy, still the same shitty boss, still but a different place, different boss, same problems, right? Or even abusive relationship, you cheat on them and then you leave them and then you find someone better, but it's same problem, different person, you know. In order for us to evolve out of the suffering that we're facing, we need to graduate from the pain. The pain is a lesson, and once we learn the lesson, we graduate onto the next one and we can leave that pain behind us. Okay, so I think that's the foremost lesson. It's like, if you're going through pain right now, I want you to ask yourself, what triggered this pain? What specifically in my life? What beliefs, attitudes, ideas are causing this pain? And then how can I reconstruct these beliefs to eliminate the suffering? And who is someone else that has already solved this problem, that doesn't have this issue? And what are their ideas on this? And almost home, so I'm going to wrap this up here. And then going into B point, I know it's super simple. You guys have all heard this, but it's like, I'm just going to reiterate. If you continue to do the things that you've always done, like, it blows my mind that people will wake up in the morning, do the same things, think the same ideas, hang around with the same people, and then just sort of be disappointed when their life doesn't change. Are you kidding me? If you want to change your life, read fucking books written by people that have solved the issue that you are struggling with. Why is that so complicated? If you want to fix an issue in your life, hang out with people that have solved, that have acquired, that have beaten the problem that you're facing. Read books. Hang out with people, go to new places, and do different things. If you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to continue to have what you've always had. Okay? Super simple podcast today, guys. Keep it real.